Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. You're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got our good buddy Bill Halal back with us. Dr. William Halal is Professor Emeritus of Science, Technology, and Innovation at George Washington University in our nation's capital. Bill is and I worked on a global committee a few years ago and became friends, and I found him to be one of the smartest guys I know, one of the big thinkers of our modern times. He's the author of many books, including one of my favorites, which is just so happens to be his new one, Technology's Promise, and he's our good friend. Bill Halal, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. And since Bill became Professor Emeritus, he's been working on some really significant future thinking on his with association with his website, TechCast. And is that TechCast.com, Bill? I always
forget. TechCast.org.
.org, that's right. Because I think I always type in .com and then have to go back and fix that. TechCast.org. Bill, one of the things you've been... You sort of introduced the idea the last time you were here, but you've taken it to the next level with some, and you've done it with some collaboration with others. The idea of making some adjustments in the way we think about democracy and the way we think about capitalism. I'd like to continue our conversation. And you've been doing some more work on this idea since then. And so bring us up to date on where things are.
Well, I published a op-ed in the Christian Science Monitor called Business Collaboration Could Transform the Economy. And it's a very simple idea, but I think a very powerful one. Enlightened business leaders have always understood the principle of co-optition, that mm-hmm. is, that cooperation is productive, even with your competitors. And if we take that simple idea of collaboration and extend it to the other stakeholders of the firm, employees, customers, suppliers, distributors, the public, we could have a very different economic system that is still based upon markets, but it would be more productive. And there are wonderful examples out there where this is being done, where employees are being vitalized and really putting out and creating value for their employers, and where customers are involved in the operations, the policy making of corporation, and they bring the other clients along with them. So this could be just a wonderful way to rejuvenate our economic system, and CEOs could become heroes. I recently saw a piece on the Harvard Business Review site that business leaders are ranked at the bottom end of those who contribute to society.
Well, you know, Bill, while you were doing your wonderful work and with technology and everything over the years ago, I was out where the rubber meets the road in the marketplace, and there were times when I was one of a couple of thousand vendors working calling on a particular company, and sometime in the 80s, and especially toward the late 80s, they came up with something called vendor reduction. And what a lot of these companies did, they went from like having 1,000 or 2,000 vendors to maybe having 200 vendors.
Yes, I remember that very well.
But in order to make that happen, Bill, they had to make partners out of their vendors. They had to do something called vertical integration that I'm sure you've covered many times in your work. And so this has kind of been going on for a long time,
exactly.
What I saw was that the big companies wanted me to be, and I'm talking about when I was doing other things, not what I'm doing right now necessarily. Big companies wanted their smaller partners to be their partners, but they didn't necessarily want to be our partners.
Yes, that's right.
You see what I mean? I remember thinking that.
Well, that's the Walmart model. They just pushed their suppliers to almost to the point of bankruptcy.
And this is where it broke down, Bill, and that's what you're talking about right now.
Exactly. I think we should, and you know, collaboration is the heart of a knowledge economy, because collaboration increases the amount of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
When partners collaborate, they all learn, they both gain, and they create value. So if we could just instill in American business the principle of collaborating actively and fairly with all of these stakeholders as partners, it would be a different economic system.
But it only works if all parties value the relationship.
Yes.
And that's, to me, that's really important, Bill, this thing, this concept of valuing the relationship. And I'm going to talk about that when we come back. We've got to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. Bill Hallal is our guest, Dr. Bill Hallal, the author of Technology's Promise. Folks, this is a plain English book that looks into the future and from a perspective of the past. It's a really good book. You ought to look for it. Technology's Promise by William E. Hallal, H-A-L-A-L. 20 till. Stay with us.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
I was drowned, I was washed up and left. Little Stones bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I hope you'll use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter if you want, at Jim Blassingame. Dr. Bill Hallal is our good friend and our guest, the author of Technology's Promise, Professor Emeritus at George Washington University. And we're talking about transforming the economy through business collaboration, which is basically the title of an outstanding op-ed piece that Bill had published in the Christian Science Monitor recently. And Bill, one of the things that I would like to say about this is that we've got the tail wagging the dog, Bill, and I've said this before. I've been consistent about this now, long before we had the meltdown of 08 and whenever it started, fourth quarter of 07, long before that. I mean 4 or 5 years ago, I was saying that we had the tail wagging the dog, and by that I meant we had Wall Street leading the world instead of Main Street leading the world.
Yes,
the dog is Main Street. Wall Street is a derivative of everything. Everything that Wall Street does is a derivative of Main Street, and it's the tail wagging the dog. What do you think?
Yeah. Yes, I think you're exactly right. I think they became infatuated with their power to control the economy. They rewarded themselves overly lavishly, and they created a global crisis.
Well, but Bill, we're all guilty of this. We're all guilty of this, Bill, because how many of us checked the stock market today? How did the market do? Oh, the market was up. The market was down. You know, who cares? I mean, traders care, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't care, but you know what? That's not the real economy. The Wall Street, folks, the stock market is not the real economy. I'll give you an example, Bill. Stocks are up right now, but you know why? Not because anybody's made anything new, but because their earnings are up on the backs of laying people off.
Yes, that's right.
These aren't quality earnings that most of these companies have. If they've got earnings, they're not quality earnings. They cut so much that they now can have these earnings, but yet the stock market's up. That's not real. Bill, that's not capitalism.
Yes, well, the implication of the simple principle of collaborating with partners, stakeholders, would change all of that, because then corporations would consider the welfare of their employees as a legitimate goal, along with making money for their shareholders. And the same thing would be true of customers and so forth. And so the firm would become a political coalition of these stakeholders who are all essential to success. And I see it as a better way to make money.
Mm-hmm.
There's no conflict between collaborating with these groups and being productive.
Well, the conflict
this is
that
a way
I see,
to
Bill,
enhance productivity, I think.
The conflict that I see, Bill, and I believe this, and I've been saying this for many years now, and I believe this with all my heart. The conflict that we have right now that's the most caustic and the most dangerous is a conflict between the analysts and Main Street. The quarterly,
yes.
The devotion to quarterly reporting to analysts.
Right.
In that mentality to whatever we have to do.
Right.
If we have to lay 1,000 people off, if we have to cut these contracts, if we have to you know run roughshod over these people in order to meet our quarterly guidance or somehow come in under the wire for the analysts, whatever we have to do, that kind of fealty to the quarterly report, Bill, in my opinion, is the greatest tension and the most dangerous things that we do right now in the marketplace.
Sure.
What do you think?
Well, you know, that could be handled, too, by, as you put it, a mechanical fix.
Mm-hmm.
If corporations would make it possible for employees and customers to own some of their stock, then they wouldn't be victimized by the whims of Wall Street. They would the stock would be held in safe hands by stakeholders who are interested in the general welfare of the corporation. And that would be, I think, a way to protect the firm from hostile takeovers.
I think people should go look at the mission statement of every corporation. And every one of them that says, that puts the shareholder ahead of customers and ahead of doing good for the economy and for society, to me, I know that shareholders are important, but you know what? The shareholders don't buy the products. Customers buy the products.
Yeah.
The shareholders benefit when customers buy the products. If you look at mission statements of many corporations, small and large, they'll almost always say that our primary goal is to create value for shareholders. Well, you know what? That's a derivative. That happens after the customer buys something.
Yes, I see a lot of CEOs are talking about how you focus on employees and customers, and the money then follows.
Right.
Yes, Whole Foods—that's their philosophy.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Bill, give us another example if President Halal were in the White House right now, what would you do?
I think I would ask the major business institutions. The Conference Board, the American Chamber of Commerce, all of those organizations, they get together and ask them to redefine the way business operates in America so that it is not only productive but also serves society as a whole. You know, that is the real economy. The purpose of business is not simply to enhance the wealth of owners. It's to run an economic system better for the nation. And I think they could do that by being more profitable as well. I think we could lead the world
mm-hmm.
in redefining capitalism. I don't think social responsibility is the answer.
And there's a reason why that message and that agreement that you'd be seeking is very important right now. We're going to talk about this on the other side, folks. There's one thing that's happening right now that has never happened in our history. It's going on right now, and that's the reason why Bill's idea is a good one. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Halal, one of the smartest guys I know, the author of Technology's Promise, professor emeritus at George Washington University, a recently published op-ed in the Christian Science Monitor called Business Collaboration Could Transform the Economy, and that's csmonitor.com if you want to go find that article that Bill wrote. Bill, give us your own website and tell us how we can find your book.
Well, the book can be bought from my website, techcast.org, TECHCAST.org, or go to Amazon or any place else.
Right. So check that out. And of course, techcast.org, they can find out all the things that you're doing, the work that you're doing, all
yes.
That's right there. Bill, when we went to before we went to the break, you talked about the need to collaborate, the need for companies and CEOs to do some things that we haven't been doing before in the area of capitalism, and because you're concerned that you know what we've already gone through could happen again, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I think the whole world is. I mean, that's why leaders and nations around the world are trying to regulate their financial markets.
And say again what you said just before we went to the break. You had a scenario. I want you to repeat.
Well, I think it would leaders of nations should get their business leaders together, the big institutions, like in our case, American Chamber of Commerce and others, and ask them to redefine the way corporations operate mm-hmm. so that they are not perceived as simply interested in making money, but to bring the interests of employees and customers and all of those stakeholders into the corporation to create a collaborative enterprise or a corporate community.
You're not. It's not that you have anything against people creating wealth or making profits. This is not anti-profit. This is not anti-capitalist. No. You're just saying you think that that companies can compete and do that with a new set of values, a set of values that includes the employee and the customer. And I agree with you. And one of the reasons why I think it's important that we have this conversation, Bill, is because never in the history of our world have human beings at some level of power where they have the ability to push a few buttons, send a few email, you know, dial a few numbers into some machines and control and influence markets like we have today, which we've just got through in the last 12 months, 18 months. We've seen people have had the ability to do, Bill.
Absolutely. It's a very complex, fragile system. We have to be very careful with this system or it'll collapse again.
And without well-meaning people in those places of power, then if greed gets out of hand, and I think you agree with me, Bill, greed is neither good nor bad. It's part of human beings. But when it gets out of hand and you add the technology to it, then you got a problem.
Yeah, well, I think the important point to make, though, is this is not in the spirit of corporate responsibility. Responsibility, I think, is a well-meaning but a failed concept because it's perceived as philanthropy. You're doing
right.
these good things for others.
Right.
This is collaboration, getting these stakeholders to help, to provide their resources, their knowledge, their skills to make the enterprise succeed. So we're creating value
mm-hmm.
through collaboration. That's the key idea. Collaboration solves problems.
And you're not talking about failing to compete. You're not talking about one company who's has an arch competitor in the marketplace, going soft on them. You're not talking about that. You're just talking about within the vertical structure
yes.
of the corporation with their employees,
right.
with their customers, with their vendors,
right.
their suppliers. You're just talking about having closer relationships there.
Yeah, they're working as a whole, a collaborative whole.
Yeah.
A corporate community
mm-hmm.
where everybody is pulling together.
I think this could
rejuvenate the economic system around the world, and Americans could lead in this direction because we are the founders of democracy.
Mm-hmm.
This would be bringing democracy into the corporation for productive purposes so it would work better.
And
it would eliminate the risky aspects of capitalism that would be leavened
mm-hmm.
by this collaboration.
I think social media is going to help do what you're talking about because more and more customers have the ability have more control. Customers have more control over the relationships.
Oh yeah,
than they ever have, and they're going to have more. And I think that influence is going to make some of these corporations take notice. Don't you?
Yes, there's a new transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart was dealt a severe blow when the public opinion turned against them a year or two ago because
mm-hmm.
of the way they were treating suppliers and that kind of thing.
Yep.
And they lost tens of billions of dollars
mm-hmm.
in stakeholder value.
And I think that's going to be happening. Hey, Bill, I got to wrap it up. You've also been doing some work on global mega crisis surveys. And I'd like to get you back real soon and talk about that. Will you do that? Thank you,
yeah.
Bill. Bill Hallow,
okay.
Ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. I will be, too, after the news. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.